This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The president of Knox College says there is plenty she still wants to accomplish before she retires in June of next year. Dr. Teresa Amat says she does not plan to slow down between now and the time of her retirement. She says she will continue to focus on fundraising with an emphasis on two projects in particular. She says money is needed for renovating and modernizing the science facility on campus, and money is needed for renovating the Green Oaks Biological Field Station in Victoria. Amat says she also wants to further strengthen Knox's relationships with Galesburg and the surrounding area.
One of the things I'm most proud of in my 9 years is how many students we have engaged in internships or community service at a whole host of partner agencies or businesses or organizations, particularly in Galesburg, that is close enough for walking distance for our students. And I'd like to make sure that we have a really good structure to support that so that the level of engagement that we have with the community at Knox continues to grow with the next person, build a really stronger foundation for that person to work from.
10 years is a pretty long run as the head of an institution. Does it get easier over that time or more difficult, or do you get a sense of some sort of change over time?
You know, honestly, I don't think it gets easier. I don't think it gets harder. I think there are just ups and downs. You know, some of them are related to what's happening outside the campus. I mean, we are not an island. The demographic shifts that have affected the number of college-bound students in Illinois, for example. Those hit us, 2 years ago, just like they've hit Western, just like they've hit Sandberg, just like all the regional institutions have begun to experience that enrollment pressure. But no matter what year you're in, you're going to have to respond to whatever is happening in the greater society.
Outside of enrollment, how do you feel the campus has changed?
We've certainly been able to make some progress on the modernizing our very historic buildings. You know, when you are a campus as old as ours, you have some buildings that have some, you know, they have some age on them. And so what you have to try to decide is, how do I take this building that was created as a chemistry building, for example, and turn it into a contemporary humanities or social science classroom? There's a lot of that kind of thinking through of both preserving our history, like as we did with Alumni Hall. The exterior of that building looks pretty much the same, but the interior is completely changed. So I would say that there have been physical transformations on the campus. The other thing, Rich, I think that has changed is also related to the larger society. And that is the demographic changes, so that at Knox we have now many first-generation college students, students from underrepresented minority groups that now are coming to college in greater numbers. And that creates really a very diverse community, but a community that has to pay attention to the fact that people have different perspectives on life. And so we all come together, but we have to learn to respect everyone else's perspectives and viewpoints.
In general, do you feel today's college student is different than students were when you started as Knox president in 2011?
I think so. I mean, they are certainly more screen dependent. That is this is the generation that has pretty much never known a life without cell phones, without social media. That has changed the way they interact with one another. It's changed the way they get information. You know, they don't get it from books. They get it on a screen. It's changed everything from, their sleep patterns and their social groups. So again, so much of what happens on a college campus is a reflection of what is happening in the larger society.
Dr. Teresa Amat is president of Knox College. She announced her plan to retire in June of next year. Ahmad is the 19th president in Knox's history, which dates back to 1837. She's the first woman to lead the college. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.